Verse 1. Six urges unfavorable to bhakti and worthy of rejection. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jivva vegam udrupastha vegam etan vegan yo visheheta dhiraha sarvam apimam prithvim sashishyat. Translation. A wise and self-composed person who can subdue the impetus to speak, the agitation of mind, the onset of anger, the vehemence of the tongue, the urge of the belly, and the agitations of the genitals can instruct the entire world. In other words, all persons may become disciple of such a self-controlled person. Mangla Charan. I first of all offer repeated obeisances, pranams, unto my most worshipable Sri Gurudev, Nityalila Pravish Om Vishnupad Astotrashad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Gosai Maharaj, unto my Param Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, who wrote the Anuvritti commentary, unto my Paratpar Gurudev, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who wrote the Piyush Varshane commentary, unto Sri Radharaman Das Goswami, the servant of Sri Radharaman Deity, who wrote the Obdesha Prakashika Tika, unto Sri Rupa Goswami, who wrote this Sri Obdeshamrit, and whose only wealth is the conjugal mellow of devotion, Shingar Ras, and to his worshipable deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is decorated with the inner sentiment and bodily complexion of Sri Radha. Falling at their feet again and again, I am beginning this translation of the Obdesha Prakashika Tika. Obdesha Prakashika Tika by Sri Radha Raman Das Goswami. Let there be all victory for Sri Radha Raman. I offer prayers unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is accompanied by unfettered ascetic avadhut Sri Nityanand Prabhu, the identical manifestation of Sri Baldev by Sri Advaitacharya, the incarnation of Mahavishnu by his potencies such as Sri Gadadhar and by his associates like Sri Vas. I take shelter of that Mahaprabhu who is the fountainhead of all potencies of the world. I offer prayers with great respect and affection unto Sri Rupa Goswami, whose entire wealth is Shingar Ras. This means that the sole purpose of his life is to describe Shingar Ras, also known as Unnat Ujjwala, the highest and most radiant divine love of Sri Radha Krishna. He is always immersed in the service of the lotus feet of Sri Radha Govind. He has purified all the living entities of the world by giving instructions on the methodology by which this type of prem may be attained. I offer pranams unto Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who is very merciful to the destitute and wretched living entities who are enamored with the external energy. I offer pranams once more unto the ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the incarnation who sanctifies this Kali Yuga, who distributes Sri Harinam and love of God, Bhagavat Prem, and who delivers the souls, jivas of this earth. I offer praise unto Sri Gopinath Das, a disciple of Sri Gopal Bhatt and servant of Sri Radha Raman, who has benedicted innumerable living entities by bestowing Sri Gaura Bhakti. I offer pranam unto my Gurudev, Sri Jivan Lal, of whom I am the grandson and servant. Offering pranam unto all of them, I am beginning this brief explanation of the verses of Sri Obdeshamrit, written by Sri Rupa Goswami for the benefit of the sadhakas. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami has defined Uttama Bhakti as a cultivation of activities for Sri Krishna performed with a favorable mood, which is devoid of all other desires and which is not covered by knowledge, aiming at the oneness of jivas with the Lord, Gyan, or by fruitive activity, karma, which is not meant exclusively for the Lord's pleasure. How can such Uttama Bhakti manifest in persons whose heart are filled with shortcomings, such as lust and anger. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Shok Amrish Adibhi Bhaver Akrantam Yasya Manasam Katham Tatra Mukundasya Sphurti Sambhavana Bhavet. How can Shri Mukunda ever be manifest to a person whose heart is invaded by lamentation, anger, or other agitations? The purport of this statement is that when contaminations such as lust, anger, and greed arises within the mind, the six overwhelming passions mentioned in the original verse cause the mind to become thoroughly engrossed in fleeting objects of sensual gratification. The cultivation of unalloyed bhakti is never possible in such a contaminated heart. Therefore, the instruction is given here to subdue these passions which impede the development of bhakti. The sadhak who can tolerate these passions can instruct the entire world. The conclusion is that a sadhak who has conquered his senses and subdued these passions can purify all the jivas of the world by his resolute and pure uttama bhakti. Everyone may become the disciple of such a great personality. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.24, it is said, Vag gadgad dravete yasya chittam rudayate bhikshanam hasati kochicha vilajya udgayate nirtaiticha mad bhakti yukto bhuvanam punati. My dear Uddhav, my devotee whose voice becomes choked up with prem, whose heart softened and began to flow with spiritual emotion, who cannot cease from crying even for an instant, who sometimes bursts into laughter, sometimes begins to sing very loudly, abandoning all shyness, and sometimes dances, purifying not only himself but the entire world. It is essential to note here that by subduing the six passions described already, which is obtained is merely the qualification to enter the realm of bhakti. These are not direct limbs of devotional practice, sadhan bhakti, but rather the doorway through which one may enter the realm of bhakti. Because bhakti is the self-manifest function of the Lord's eternal potency, Sarup Shakti. When it makes its appearance, this sixth passion automatically become pacified. Piyush Varshani Vritti, commentary in the form of Nectarian Shower by Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Shri Godrum Chandraya Namaha. Obeisances unto Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moon of Shri Godrum. Yat Kripa Sagarodbhutam Obdeshamritam Bhuvi Shri Rupena Samanitam Gaurachandram Bhajamitam. I worship Shri Gaurachandra, the ocean of mercy from which arose a stream of nectar collected by Shri Rupa Goswami and brought forth in this world as Shri Upadeshamrit. Natva Grantha Pranetaram Tika Karam Pranamecha Maya Virachete Vritti Piyush Varshani. Bowing down with great humility, I offer pranam unto the author of Shri Upadeshamrit, Shri Rupa Goswami, and unto the commentator, Shri Radha Raman Das Goswami. Thus, I begin this commentary, which is an offering of nectar. Anya bilashita shunya, gyan karmadinavritam, anukulena krishnanushilanam, bhaktir uttama. Bhaktir Swami Sindhu 1.1.11. The cultivation of activities which are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Shri Krishna, or in other words, the uninterrupted flow of service to Shri Krishna, performed through all endeavors of body, mind, and speech, and through the expressions of various spiritual sentiments, bhavas, which is not covered by knowledge, aimed at impersonal liberation, jnana, and reward-seeking activity, karma, and which is devoid of all desires other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Shri Krishna, is called Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. Adopting all these things mentioned in the above verse as favorable and renouncing all that is unfavorable, one adopts the cultivation of activities meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. It is this cultivation, or Bhagavad Anushilan, which is the primary object of person intent on bhajan. The acceptance of that which is favorable and rejection of that which is unfavorable are not direct limbs, angas of Shuddha Bhakti. Rather, they are aspects of that faith which is characterized by surrender, sharanagati, which in turn bestows qualification for bhakti. This is expressed as follows in the Vaishnav Tantra, quoted in Bhaktirasama Sindhu, Anuchhed 236. Anukulyasya sankalpah pratikulyasya varjanam rakshati iti vishvaso guptriptim varanam tatha atmanikshepa karpanya shadvida sharanagati. There are six symptoms of self-surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpah. Fully surrendered sadhakas should accept only those things which are favorable for prema bhakti. Pratikulya vivarjana, they should completely reject those things which are unfavorable to prema bhakti. Rakshati iti vishvasa, they have firm faith that Sri Krishna is their only protector and there is no protector other than Krishna, and that one cannot obtain protection by any other activity. Goptiptim Varna, surrendered devotees have absolutely no doubt that Krishna is their only guardian and maintainer. Atmanikshepa, offering the self to the Lord is expressed in this attitude. I am incapable of doing anything independently. Unless Krishna desires, no one can do anything. Devotees who have no other resort, Atmanikshepa, have this kind of faith. Karpanya, humility is expressed as follows. I am very fallen and insignificant. Unalloyed devotees are possessed of this very firm and simple faith. To possess all this attitude is called Sharanagati. In this verse, the instruction is given to abandon that which is unfavorable. One who is able to tolerate the overwhelming passions of speech, mind, anger, tongue, belly and genitals can instruct the entire world. In the Padma Purana it is said, Shoka marsha adibi bhaver akrantam yasya manasam katham tatra mukundasya surti sambhavna bhavet. How can Sri Mukunda ever be manifest to a person whose heart is invaded by lamentation, anger, and other agitations? The purport of this verse is that lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication, envy, and other irritations always arise within the mind and thus attract the mind towards material sense objects. This is affected through six agencies. 1. By the urge to speak, or the use of words which create distress for others. 2. By the agitation of the mind, or the innumerable desires and plans fabricated within the mind. 3. By anger, or the use of harsh words. 4. By the vehemence of tongue, or the greed to relish six kind of taste, namely sweet, sour, bitter, pungent, salty, and astringent. 5. By the urge of the belly, or the drive to eat more than necessary, and by the agitations of the genitals, or the desire for cohabitation between man and woman. Therefore, the cultivation of Shuddha Bhakti is not possible. In order to make the hearts of those who are pursuing the path of bhajan intent on bhakti, Sri Goswami has composed this verse first. The attempt to restrain these six urges does not constitute bhakti sadhan. Rather, it is a staircase to ascend to the platform of eligibility through which one may enter the temple of bhakti. On the paths of fruitive activity, karma, and the cultivation of knowledge, jnana, one is instructed to curb these six urges. These instructions, however, are not applicable for pure devotees. In the scriptures, hearing, chanting, and remembrance of the names, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna are described as actual bhakti. These six urges present various types of obstacles, the immature stage for the practitioner entering the path of bhakti. At that time, the devotee, by taking shelter of the mood of exclusively Sharanagati and by avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses to the holy names, Nam Aparad, becomes fit to dispel these obstacles through the power of Hari Nam Kirtan and so on. The association of spotless saints, sadhus, plays a very significant role in this matter, as expressed in Padma Puran. Shrutvapi Nam Mahatmyam Ya Priti Rahito Agamaha Aham Namadi Parmo Namni So Api Aparad Krita. Those who, in spite of hearing the astonishing glories of holy name, maintain the conception that I am this mortal body and that worldly objects are mine, and who display no persistence in or love for the utterance of holy name, are also offenders to the holy name. The devotees are intent on practical renunciation, yukta vairagye, and thus remain aloof from dry renunciation. Therefore, the regulation to abandon all contact with the sense objects does not pertain to them. When the agitation of mind is withdrawn, or, in other words, when one is devoid of thirst for material enjoyment, the impetuosity of the eyes, the life air, the hearing propensity, and all other drives become pacified. Therefore, persons who have gained victory over these six overwhelming passions can conquer the entire world. The instruction to tolerate these urges is given only for householder devotees, because before giving up householder life, one must first have abandoned all types of urges. Anuvritti by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. The supremely compassionate Sri Sachinandan Gaurhari, who purifies the fallen souls, displayed unlimited mercy towards the jivas, who are ravaged by the influence of Kali, and averted from the service of Sri Krishna, by manifesting the instructions known as Sri Shikshashtak. In these verses, he has very succinctly propounded in the form of course all the instructions regarding the truths of Sambandha, Abhideha, and Prayojan for the living entities. His most beloved Sri Rupa Goswami heard all these extremely confidential truths of devotional tenets, bhakti tattva, from his lotus mouth at Jagannath Puri and Prayag. Not only did he hear these teachings, but the all-powerful embodiment of prema, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invested his heart with the potency which he could realize those confidential truths of bhakti. Sri Rupa Goswami revealed these instructions in simple and straightforward Sanskrit language in his books such as Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, Lalit Madhav, Vidakt Madhav, Stav Mala, and others. These sacred jewels of literature are a mine of good fortune filled with the priceless gems of prema. Sri Upadeshamrita is one such invaluable jewel of prema. It is a necklace for the devotees of Mahaprabhu, Gaura Bhaktas. Sri Rupa Goswami collected the essence of all the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered it as a gift to the genuine sadhakas. In Sri Upadeshamrita, two kinds of instructions are given. The first is to give up things which are unfavorable to bhakti, and the second is to adopt things which are favorable to bhakti. As long as sadhaka fails to apply these two kinds of instructions in his life, there is no possibility that bhava bhakti will manifest in his heart. What to speak of prema bhakti? At present, there are many persons who adhere to various types of fabricated views, to doctrines which display only an external veneer of religion, but which are actually opposed to bhakti. to ideas which are contrary to the Vedas, to opportunistic views, and to the doctrines of imitationism, sahajya, impersonalism, mayavad, and other diverse and contrary opinions. All such persons fear the instructions given in the form of this Upadeshamrita, considering them to be the personification of Yamaraj, and he who administers punishment to the deceased. But faithful persons who study and recite this Upadeshamrita with great love and apply it in their lives will become free from all kinds of doubt in regard to bhakti and will easily attain first bhava bhakti and finally the most rare prema bhakti. Therefore, holding the dust of lotus feet of the gurus, falling in the line of Shri Goswami upon my head, this Shri Vishubhanuvi Daita Das, the servant of the Lord of Life, Prananath, of Vishubhanu Nandani Srimati Radhika, is setting down this commentary of Shri Upadeshamrita named Anuvritti. The purpose of doing so is to immerse the jivas in Shri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, which was revealed by Shri Rupa Goswami and which was taught and carried out by the Vaishnava preceptors who follow Shri Rupa, Rupanuga Vaishnava Acharyas, such as Shri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji and Shri Bhaktinoda Thakur. There are three kinds of overwhelming passions observed in worldly living entities attached to material sense enjoyment: the urges of speech, mind and body. When one falls into the powerful current of these three impetuous demands, it is very difficult to gain deliverance. Falling into the stream of repeated birth and death, such living entities are deprived of their spiritual well-being. But self-controlled persons who tolerate these demands are not overwhelmed by material sense enjoyment. They are competent to vanquish this material world. The demands of speech refers to the speculation of the followers of impersonalism, nirvisheshvadis, which are opposed to bhakti, to the logic deliberations of the result-oriented workers enshrined in material activities which stress the fruits of action, and to all talk not related to the service of Shri Krishna but related to varieties of desires for material enjoyment. The demands of speech do not refer to these words which apply to the service of the Lord. On the contrary, such talks should be considered as the fruit of tolerating the demands of speech. Sometimes, although one adopts a vow of silence, he expresses desires for material enjoyment and so on simply by his hearing or by writing. They are also included within the demands of speech. The agitations of the mind are of two types. 1. Avirodh Priti, unimpeded attachment, and Virodh Yukta Krodha, anger arising from impediments. Attachment for the faith of the Mayavadis, veneration towards the adherence to result-oriented activity, and belief in the idea of those who have many desires not related to the service of Krishna, are three kind of Avirodh Priti. Mere indifferences to the activities of jnanis, karmis, and persons possessing other desires is but the unmanifest or undeveloped stage of unimpeded attachment. When there is an impediment to the fulfillment of material desires, when one fails to obtain the cherished fruit of one's work, and one, in spite of all endeavor, one does not obtain liberation, mukti, anger comes about. To meditate upon the pastimes of Shri Krishna is not a form of mental agitation. Rather, it is a means by which all mental agitations become pacified. The demands of the body are also of three types: the urges of the tongue, belly and genitals. Anxiousness to relish any of these six kinds of taste and greed to enjoy animal flesh, fish, eggs, wine, excessive ghee, milk rubbery, a condensed milk sweet, cream and so on is known as the impudicity of the tongue. Sadhus also avoid eating foods which are overly bitter or spiced with hot chili. Consumption of betel nut, the mixture of betel with various spices, pan, cigarettes, marijuana, hemp, opium, and other intoxicating substances, as well as onion and garlic, are also counted as impetuous demands of the tongue. Sadhakas of bhakti must never indulge in these intoxicants. One should very carefully save oneself from the vehemence of tongue by honoring the food remnants, Mahaprasad of Bhagwan and his devotees. Although Mahaprasad may be very tasteful, it is not included within the demands of the tongue. By honoring it with great faith, one can conquer the demands of the tongue. But if on the pretext of accepting prasad, one desires one's own enjoyment and cunningly relish its taste, that is also included as the passion of the tongue. To eat very costly and delicious food items such as rabdi and cream offered to the demigods, devatas, at the house of wealthy person is detrimental for renounced Nishkinchan Vaishnavas. In order to satisfy the lust of the tongue, one may become enshrined in various types of reprehensible behavior and bad association. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 6.227-236, it is stated, Jivere lalasa jai iti uti dhai, Shishnodar prayan Krishna nahi paye, Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na paribe. Person who are prone to carnal pleasure and eating too much, and who run here and there to satisfy the greed of the tongue, never obtain Sri Krishna. One should not wear elegant and expensive clothes, nor should one eat delicious tasting food. Sadhaka should very carefully avoid these things. Glutinous persons usually suffer from different types of diseases. By eating too much, many difficulties ensue. Person who eat excessively generally becomes subservient to the demands of the genitals and thus become debauchees. By accepting Bhagavat Prasad in a suitable manner, by observing Ekadashi in accordance with the regulation, and by serving Krishna, the demands of the belly are mitigated. The demands of the genitals are of two types, in accordance with scripture and not sanctioned by scripture. When a person who has attained maturity marries in accordance with the scriptural regulations and observes the prescribed dharma for a household grastha by following the proper behavioral codes for begetting good progeny, he regulates the demands of the genitals. This is classified as sex indulge in accordance with scripture. There are many different types of illicit sexual indulgence, such as transgressing scriptural and social codes and accepting another man's wife, lusting after 8 types of conjugal exchanges, and enjoying the senses by artificial and licentious means contrary to scriptural codes. Both householders and renunciates who are sadhakas of bhakti should always remain aloof from the demands of the tongue, belly and genitals. In his book Prem Vivarta 7.3.124, the associate of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Jagdanand Pandit has said, Vairagi bhai gram mein katha na shunibe kane, gram mein varta na kahibe jabe milibe ane, swapna na kare bhai istri sambhashan, ghre istri chhadiya bhai asiyachavan, jadi chahi pranay rakhito gauranga sane, chota haridasir katha thako jeno mane, bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na paribe, hidete radha krishna sarvada sevibe. O Vaishnav mendicant, O brother, whomever you should meet, do not hear from him, nor speak with him about mundane subjects. Do not speak intimately with a woman, even in your dreams. O brother, you should give up your wife and household and retire to the forest. If you wish to develop love for the lotus feet of Sri Sachinandan Gaurhari, then you should always remember the example of Chhota Haridas. If you desire Bhagavad Bhakti, then you should not eat delicious food, nor dress yourself very luxuriously. In this way, you should always serve Sri Radha Krishna within your heart. Only one who is fully able to tolerate the six urges of body, mind and words, which have already been described, is fit to be addressed by the title of Goswami or one who is the master of his senses. Such Goswamis are the true servants of Sri Krishna. Those who, on the contrary, are controlled by the six demands should be called Godasa, servant or slaves of the senses, and not Goswami. Those who are Godas or servants of the senses are actually servants of illusory energy Maya. If, therefore, they desire to become servants of Krishna, they should follow in the footsteps of those who are truly Goswamis. There is no means other than this. Those whose senses are not controlled can never become devotees of Sri Hari. In Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30, Sri Palad Maharaj has said, Matirna Krishne Parito Swato Va Mitho Vyapate Grevratanam Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tanishriyam Punas Punas Charvita Charvanam. O Father, materialistic persons are simply milling over that which has already been milled and chewing that which has already been chewed. Because their senses are not controlled, they are proceeding towards the dreadful hell of this material existence, repeatedly trying to enjoy that which has already been consumed. The intelligence of such materially attached persons cannot be turned towards Bhagwan Sri Krishna either by their own endeavor, by the instruction of others, or by the association of similarly materialistic persons.